It was along because Kidam thought it was a good idea to get him out of Dejigori. Sindhu's opinion had not been asked. The Taglians were supposed to guard me and provide strong backs. Uncle Doge had wanted to come, but had failed to convince the speaker. The crossing was uneventful. Once we stepped ashore, I retrieved the tiny green wooden box from my pocket and released the moth inside. It would fly back to Goblin, its arrival announcing my safe arrival. I had several more boxes, each a different color, and each containing a moth to be released in a particular circumstance. As we started to move up a ravine, Sindhu quietly volunteered to take the point.
"I am experienced at this sort of thing," he told me, and I believed him within minutes.
He moved very slowly, very carefully, making no sound. I did all right, but not as well. The two Taglians might as well have worn cowbells. We hadn't gone far before Sindhu hissed a warning. We froze, while grumbling Shadowlanders filed across our track 20 yards uphill. I caught only enough conversation to understand that they preferred a warm blanket to a night patrol through the hills. Surprise. You would think things would be different in somebody else's army. We encountered another patrol an hour later. It too passed without detecting our presence. We were past the ridgeline when dawn began creeping in from the east, extending visibility to the point where it was too dangerous to keep moving. Sindhu told me,
"We must find a place of concealment."
Standard procedure in unfriendly territory. And it was no problem. The ravines out there were choked with brush. A man could disappear underneath easily, as long as he remembered not to wear his orange nightshirt. We disappeared. I started snoring seconds after we went to ground. And I didn't go anywhere else, or anywhen. The smell of smoke wakened me. I sat up. Sindhu rose at almost the same instant. I found a crow studying me from so close I had to cross my eyes to focus on him. The Taglian who was supposed to be keeping watch was sleeping. So much for well rested. I said nothing. Neither did Sindhu. In moments, my fears were confirmed. A southern voice called out. Another answered. Crows laughed. Sindhu whispered,
"They know we are here?"
It sounded like he had trouble believing that. I lifted a finger requesting silence. I listened, picked out a few words.
"They know somebody's here. They don't know who.
They're unhappy because they can't just kill us. The Shadow Master wants prisoners.
They aren't trying to lure us out. They don't know any of us can understand some of their dialect."
The albino crow in front of me cawed and flapped its way up out of the brush. About 20 others joined it.
"If we cannot evade them, we must surrender. We must not fight."